Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 942, for Saturday, June 15th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Climbing from number 31 to number 20, Star Wars Bounty Hunters by Frederick Henry, published by Zygomatic, with 13,325 views. That's a gain of 958 from last week, or 7.7%, but is about 2,800 fewer than last week's number 20. It is also only 6 more than the number 21 game. In fact, the gap from 20 to 24 is less than 500. Those games in positions 21 through 24 are: at 21, Dune Imperium Uprising; 22, Root; 23, Arkham Horror, the card game; and 24, Sky Team. We'll also hear where 25 and 26 are. They are games that fell out of the top 10. But that's in a bit. Climbing back up 3 to 19, or down 2 from where it was 2 weeks ago, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 13,389, just 64 more than Bounty Hunters, a decline of 15%, but up 3 positions. Entering at number 18, King of Tokyo Duel by Richard Garfield, published by Yellow, with 13,539, 150 more than Terraforming Mars. Moving back up 2, but down 1 from 2 weeks ago, at number 17 is Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 13,869. About 330, no, it's exactly 330, more than the new King of Tokyo, a decline of 14%, but again, up 2 positions. Falling from 5 to 16, Ezra and Nehemiah by Shem Phillips and S.J. McDonald, published by Garfield Games, with 14,072, 203 more than Dune, a decline of 52%. So the gap from number 16 down to all the way down to number 24 is only about 1,000, 1,100, 1,200, somewhere around in there. Very closely packed games. There was a gap of 1,600 up to number 15. After 2 weeks back in the top 10, falling from 9 to 15, A Jest of Robin Hood by Fred Serval, published by GMT Games, with 15,682. That's a 33% decline. Climbing 3, and up 1 from 2 weeks ago, at number 14, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 16,045, about 350 more than Robin Hood, a decline of 11%. Vaulting from number 29 all the way back up to number 13, Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Come On, with 16,345. 300 more than Spirit Island, a gain of 27%. Climbing 6, but down 1 from 2 weeks ago, at number 12 is Heat by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 16,584, about 240 more than War for Arrakis, a decline of 6%, but up 6 positions. Down, or rather up 3, but down 3 from 2 weeks ago, at number 11, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 17,307, about 700 more than Heat, a decline of 15%. So, I'm sure you see the theme through those games in the 11 to 20 range. A lot of the long-running games were down views, but managed to still climb back up positions. though not as high as they were 2 weeks ago, mostly. So we saw a higher page view total area last week, and then we're back down this week. That's evidenced by the 2,800 view difference between last week's number 20 and this week's. There's a 4,800 view difference between the number 10s. As we go into the top 10, we again have six new entries. Falling out are from 9 to 15, A Jest of Robin Hood. From 5 to 16, Ezra and Nehemiah. From 8 to 25, Radlands, Cult of Chrome. From 4 to 26, Terraria, the board game. From 1 to 51, Radlands. This marks the 85th time a number 1 has missed the top 10 the following week, the last time just a couple of weeks ago with Black Forest. And from 2 out of the top 100, Wonders of the First. Number 10, Ra, by Rainer Knizia, published by 25th Century Games, with 17,524, just 217 more than Brass. And this is the third time that Ra has charted. Of course, it was originally released in 1999, so a lot of its attention would have been in those very early years of Board Game Geek. But there is a new printing, and it returns for the first time in just over 2 years. Number 9, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 18,947, 1,400 more than Ra, a decline of 15%, even though it climbs one position. This is the 119th week in the top 10 for Ark Nova, moving it into sole possession of number 7 on the most weeks list, passing Spirit Island. Number 8, Primal, by Tommaso Mondadori and Alberto Parisi, published by Reggie Games, with 22,502, 3,500 more than Ark Nova, and nearly 5,000 more than Ra at number 10. That's more than double what it had last week when it sat outside the top 40. This is the second time Primal has been in the top 10, the last time 3 years and 4 months ago. It is arriving to its Kickstarter backers more than 2 years late. Its original Kickstarter campaign raised 1.5 million euros, and the subtitle of Primal is The Awakening. It is, quote, a fully cooperative, monster-hunting, miniature board game set in a fantasy world. Now, the miniatures, though, are very large. It is also a campaign game. Number 7, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 24,185. Another 1,700 view gap between games, and this is a decline of 16%, but it does lose one position. Number 6, Grim Coven, by Krzysztof Belczyk, published by Awaken Realms, with 25,938, 1,700 more than Slay the Spire, and the first of our two debuts on the list. The game found blurb for Grim Coven says it is, quote, a boss battler set in a dark Victorian universe. In the unique tactical gameplay, you are a hunter fueled by lament. And that lament is capitalized, unquote. It has currently had over $2 million pledged, or maybe it's euros. I didn't check. 2 million currency units pledged on GameFound. Number 5, Agemonia, by Max Wickstrom, published by Lotte Pellet, with 26,796. About 850 more than Grim Coven, and a gain of 39% from where it was last week at number 15, a 10-position climb, as it returns for the first time in after 7 weeks off and charts for the sixth time. As a reminder, according to Agemonia's Kickstarter blurb, it is, quote, a cooperative board game with challenging moral choices set in an expansive storyline, unquote. And there's currently a reprint for the game on Kickstarter. Number 4, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelud, with 27,594, about 800 more than Age Ammonia, a decline of 8.7%. It also loses one position from last week. So I think this is the first time, apart from the two games that fell out of the top 10, first time we've seen a longer-running game lose views from last week and also lose position. Nope, it happened to Slay the Spire, too. Okay, never mind. Forget that whole bit. Number 3, The Seventh Citadel, by Ludovic Rudi and Bruno Sauté, published by Sirius Pulp, with 34,145, 6,500 more than Harmonies, and a gain of 20%. It jumps from number 7 last week up to number 3. Number 2, Star Trek, Captain's Chair, by David Turchi and Nigel Buckle, published by WizKids, with 50,663. That's 16,000 clear of the number 3 game, or roughly the distance from number 3 down to number 10. It's also a 2,000% increase from what it had last week. It only had a couple of thousand views on last week's list. It's a debut, the higher of our two debuts, not the highest new entry, though. Star Trek Captain's Chair is a one- or two-player game set in the Star Trek universe where you, quote, command ships, crew, and away teams while you manage resources and alliances, unquote. And each of the titular captains has an asymmetric deck. Number 1, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 53,396, 2,700 more than this new Star Trek game, and about 2.5 times what it had last week when it was sitting down at number 12, an 11-position climb. This is the third week at number 1 for ARCS, and the last 3 weeks, it would have been out of the top 10, it has charted at number 14, number 19, and again, as I said, number 12. Previously, it has hit number 1 in April, and then again June of 2022. It also now has a subtitle listed on BoardGameGeek, Conflict and Collapse in the Reach. So I saw that the first time, and I'm like, oh, is there an expansion mentioned for it? Nope, it's just the base game. They've decided to list the subtitle with it. For Saturday, June 15th, 2024.